RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Tuesday morning program. We're past the game. We're still reflecting on the Commanders season. We will get to all that today. We will do Commanders Rewind, because that is what we do on Tuesdays, even at the end of the season. We watch it back, and we'll do this with an eye towards what they need to do for next year. So we'll fire that up at 10:30, Commanders Rewind, because you didn't hear the game here. You heard the Westwood One call with Ian Eagle. You didn't hear Bram in London. I didn't hear Bram in London because I couldn't hear him in Philly. So the way this worked, you could only hear them in DC, which none of us were there. Maybe some of you were there, but most of us weren't there. So this would be my first time hearing them make the call, reflect on the season, and what a wild ride it's been. I want to talk Virginia Tech football, two major items there. They have a defensive coordinator, went a little bit off the board in hiring a defensive coordinator. I like it. We'll break down that hire. The schedule came out last night. I really like the schedule, so we'll talk Hokies football. When we get to 11:30, it is a VCU basketball game night. They are in St. Louis tonight, 8 o'clock tip against the Billikens, handled their business here at the Siegel Center. You might remember that a couple weeks ago. Time for the rematch down in St. Louis. We will check in with our guy, Robbie Robinson. He is the voice of the VCU Rams. It's still Commanders Week. I want to share, if you listened to Grant and Danny last night, you got a little bit of this story, because Grant had me on to tell the story of our night out in Philly. So I think we have to start there. I was driving up with some friends. We got a late start on the road here. So I texted, Grant and I had previously agreed to have dinner in Philly. So I text like, hey, we got a late start on the road. Gonna have to do a late dinner if that's all right with you. So yeah, totally fine. I'm gonna go do this pep rally thing. He's doing a live show from the pep rally. I'll meet you after the pep rally. We'll do dinner. Chris Russell, he's the Rooster. You heard him on yesterday's program. He's on the Team 980 up in D.C. That's our Odyssey sister station. Gives me a chance to say, please download the free Odyssey app, the Apple Store, and Google Play. So take care of that. Yep, take care of business right there. And Chris Russell group texts us, I don't know, 5 o'clock Saturday night. Says, I've got a great Italian restaurant that we should go to. Yeah, I'm game. It's Philly. You heard the story about Grant and I's last Italian bit. It wasn't going to go worse than that, obviously. So we're on board. Chris Russell's got an Italian restaurant for us. Can I make a reservation for you guys? Yes, makes the reservation. So we go there. It's not an Italian restaurant, okay? It's a pizza restaurant. The menu is all pizzas with like a couple pastas on the side, and the door says Pietro's Coal Oven Pizza. Okay, so it's not an Italian restaurant.
Very clear about that.
Strike one. I don't mind pizza. Pizza's great, but I was promised Italian in downtown Philly. So the bar's been set at a certain level.
There's expectations.
That we've already not met here on this trip. So we go into Pietro's Coal Oven Pizza on the recommendation of Chris Russell. Me, Chris Russell, Grant Paulson, merry traveling party there. We sit down. They bring a bread basket out for us, which is a nice touch, and some kind of dip that looks like a thicker version of Caesar salad dressing. And the waitress kind of sets it there, walks off, you know, look around, everybody's got this. We try it. It's pretty bland. We're not sure what to do. Do you dip it? Do you spread it? Whatever. So the waitress comes back. Excuse me, what is this? Oh, that's our white bean paste. Excuse me? Yeah, that's our white bean paste. So I put it on the bread? Yes. You spread it on the bread. That's what your knife is for.
They
you
want
uncultured
to be the Virginia
swine.
White sauce so bad.
They want to be Plaza Azteca white sauce so bad, but they're not. It's white bean paste. So not to make a scene or anything, but our guy, Grant, says, hey, do you have butter for the bread? Which I thought, personally, was a reasonable request. She acted like we were the first people in the history of Pietro's Cold Fired Pizzeria to ever request butter for our bread plate. She goes back to the kitchen, comes back with what is clearly just a stick of butter they got out of the fridge, chopped into like three cubes, and set on a plate. There.
Lovely.
Found your butter. Now, that was what we wanted, so that's a win. We're good. It comes time to order. They have five signature pizzas. Very clear, it says no modifications of the signature pizzas. All right, so Rooster and I get it was a sausage and pesto pizza. It was nice. Grant and then my friends, you wanted a pepperoni pizza. So to come back around, they ask, can you do a pepperoni pizza? Seems like a reasonable request. She says, sure. Disappears.
All right.
Yeah, we're in business. The pizzas arrive, our pizza. The other pizza is just a cheese pizza.
Oh, no.
She drops it, walks away before she can be flagged. Comes back around like 3 minutes later. Grant, who's now making a scene at Pietro's coal-fired pizzeria, says, excuse me, we ordered a pepperoni pizza. And she says, what do you want me to do about that?
Oh!
We're not wearing commander's gear. We're not making a scene in Pietro's. But now we're making a scene in Pietro's Coal Oven Pizzeria in Philadelphia. This is Philadelphia right
here.
What
do you want me to do about
that? We're getting the full Philadelphia experience. What do you want me to do about that? So Grant, who has now transitioned from the making a scene role into the peacemaker, let's bridge cultures role, says, you don't need to make a whole new pizza, but like if you've got some pepperonis back there, could you cook some pepperonis, bring them in a bowl, we'll put them on the pizza. I'll meet you halfway. He's a team player. I will meet you halfway. She says, okay, I can do that. Goes back to the kitchen. Returns, I don't know, 5 minutes later, with a little bowl that has, it's not pepperoni, but it's pepperoni adjacent. It's like a kielbasa, maybe. Like a, you know, not a brat, but, you know, more pepperoni-ish than that. That's been cut into probably half-inch thick, you know, slices.
This is curious.
Not pepperoni-style slices, like half-inch thick sausage-style slices. Kind of cooked. You know, they made an effort to cook it. They brought it out in the bowl. I don't think that's what Grant was looking for. That was our evening at Pietro's in Philadelphia, a local institution.
Fine Italian restaurant.
People were there all night enjoying themselves, eating the paste.
eating what they were given. Not complaining.
There were dozens, if not hundreds, of Philadelphians enjoying a lovely meal of paste at Pietro's on Saturday night. So far be it from me, the tourist, to tell them how to conduct their business. They're serving paste to the masses, and the masses are eating it up.
Paste and no pepperoni.
You can't get a pepperoni pizza. No, that's out. That's out. You can't.
Who do you think we are here at Pietro's?
it's not good. It's... We then spent the rest of the meal laughing about one of the all-time media bits where we were in Detroit. There was a guy who had been on the beat who had moved to Detroit. And it was me, Grant, Britt McHenry, who was at ESPN, I think, at the time. Maybe she's still local TV. And Brian McNally. And so he meets us, the local, says, "Where do you want to go for dinner?" And Britt says, "I could go for some Italian food." And he says, "I know a great Italian restaurant." And we all get in his car, and he drives us to Greek Town, which is arguably the first red flag in this sequence of events.
But it's a big red flag.
We park, and we walk into a restaurant called Pegasus.
Oh, no!
In Greek Town, in Detroit. I'm waiting to see how this plays out.
Right.
You know me. I'm not opinionated. I'll eat whatever they
put. You're along for the ride. I know that.
I'll eat whatever they put in front of me. Not the paste, though. I didn't eat the paste.
Standards.
We sit down, and at one point, somebody says, "This isn't an Italian restaurant, is it?" Which he said, "They have a great noodle dish here." And he points at it. Okay. All right. Had an end game.
Okay.
He had an end game. There you go. That was night one in Philly. Night two in Philly was last night, where the masses were out there on Broad Street partying. And I've seen a lot of clips on social media like, "Wow, look how mean they are to the Commanders fans." Like, that's the brand. I'm not endorsing the behavior. I'm not condoning the behavior. I think I was very clear on this program last week. I don't like them. I don't think they're great people. The Philadelphia fans as a whole. Even if I wasn't from Kansas, I would be rooting against the team playing against Philly. I rooted for friggin' Tom Brady in the Super Bowl so that Philly wouldn't win a title. That's how dedicated I am to this cause. That said, you show up to the stadium in your Commander's gear in Philadelphia on NFC title game week, I'm unclear why you're surprised at the events that unfolded after that. That feels like kind of what you were asking for there.
A little bit.
I'm not saying I condone it. I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm just saying I can see how that sequence of events unfolded the way it did. It was a great atmosphere, and they said it was charged up. They had an eagle fly in. They did all the things, but I couldn't enjoy it because I can't enjoy nice things happening to the Philadelphia Eagles. I just can't.
That's okay. You can acknowledge that when they climbed the pole and everybody was reading "Inner Excellence" out on the street, no notes. I love that.
I love that they now grease up the poles so that people can't climb them. That's my favorite.
I've been told they tow the cars, too, so they can't flip the cars.
Yeah. Yeah. They cleared out Broad Street well ahead of time. And we were out there Sunday morning. They were cleaning up Broad Street. People just out there on Broad Street, you know, living their life, celebrating. Hey, do you? All yelling about the Eagles. Good for them. They're in the Super Bowl. We'll be down there. Next week, we are now 1 week from Bud Light Big Game Week. It'll be live in New Orleans starting next Tuesday on this program. Four great days of shows from the Big Easy. I could not be more excited about that. We take this show on the road every year. Thursday night, they give out the NFL awards, and I think number 5 is going to walk away with some hardware on Thursday night in New Orleans. So it's going to be a really fun time down there. We are looking forward to that. Today, a little Commanders Rewind. First, I want to talk Tech football. We'll get to VCU basketball as well. Robbie Robinson joins the program at 11:30. Virginia Tech football has a new defensive coordinator. He's got a very unique background. We'll get to that on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Plenty more Commanders wrap up in 12 minutes. We'll start Commanders Rewind. We'll air for the first time our guys, Bram and London, calling the game on Sunday, because you did not hear that here on The Fan. You heard the national call with Ian Eagle as per our contractual obligations. So we'll get a chance to hear those guys wrap up the season, go over some of the bigger plays. I was making the rounds yesterday, as I do on Mondays, and I realized I have an inadvertently hot take. I think Jaden Daniels was really good in the first half on Sunday. Everybody's disagreeing with me on that everywhere I went. We'll dive into that. I went back and watched. I'm a glutton for punishment. Rewatched a little NFC title game. We'll put a bow on this season. We'll talk about what's next. Zach Ertz yesterday says he wants to play another season. He's back in. Do you want Zach Ertz? I think that's a pretty easy answer, but he will, of course, have other suitors as well. We'll see how that goes in the free agency market. Marshawn Lattimore, you heard the junkies, debating the Marshawn Lattimore situation with Adam Kilgore in the 8 o'clock hour there. I understand why you need to bring him back, and I understand why emotionally you want him gone. Because that was annoying and unnecessary. He has done nothing to contribute to the team and lots to detract from the team in his short stint here of 4 weeks healthy at the end of the season. On the other hand, it's a position you just can't find anywhere. He's under contract for 2 years, and you convince yourself it was the hamstring and he'll be fine. I don't know if that's true at all, but I understand why they're going to do what they're about to do. I want to do a little Virginia Tech football here because we haven't done a ton of that. Two newsy items yesterday on the Virginia Tech home front here. Hokie football will again play this season on 910 The Fan. They hired a defensive coordinator yesterday. You remember right after the season, Brent Pry kind of blew out the staff, said, all right, we got to do things differently next year. And it's tough to hire into this situation. I've seen lots of this in my time, obviously, with the Redskins, where you have a guy who is a lame duck coach who has jettisoned his coordinators to preserve his tenure, but now needs to hire coordinators into a situation where I don't think I'm crossing a line to say if the Hokies don't do well this season, Brent Pry is going to be fired. That's the reality of this season for the Hokies. That's a tough spot to hire into. All coaching jobs are impermanent, but you always want a situation where you got a little bit more job security than you're going to be walking into here. That's why I kind of like what they were able to do. Sam Siefkus of the Arizona Cardinals, their linebackers coach, is the new defensive coordinator. Very outside the box move. There's no ties to Brent Pry. He's an NFL guy. He was with the Minnesota Vikings for a while and then moved to the Arizona Cardinals. He's run NFL defenses for a while. He runs unique formations, exotic formations, as they would say on the defensive side of the world. And he comes with high endorsements from the people down there in Arizona. So I'll be curious to see how this works. I kind of like this for Brent Pry. Don't just grab a retread guy hanging on for another year. But they went outside the box. They grabbed a linebackers coach from the NFL who's going to be able to give them some different looks, some different packages, maybe throw some stuff at some other teams this season, catch them off guard. Working with Brent Pry. So that's item number one. Sam Siefkus is your new defensive coordinator of the Virginia Tech Hokies. That's a name you're going to hear a lot this fall. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for him to grow, be his first play-calling role defensively, unless Brent Pry handles that element of things as well. And he steps in with a roster that I don't think anybody's going to confuse it for playoff caliber good, but it's consistent at least. Looks like you're going to have another year with a lot of continuity there in Blacksburg. Part of that is they didn't get rated. Good teams get rated these days. They weren't a good enough team to get rated. But on the other side, you got a foundation to build on guys who know each other. Item number two, the ACC schedule for next year came out last night as part of this is I make fun of stretching things out, right, when they do the NFL draft, which is eventually going to be like a 19-night extravaganza. The ACC schedule was released over a four-day rollout. That's too many days to roll out an ACC football schedule, but good on them. They got their publicity. Tell me at the end. I'll jump in. They released the full schedule last night. I love their ACC draw. I'm a big fan of this ACC schedule. So you got your four non-conference. We'll dive into that in a second. Here's your ACC schedule for the Hokies this year. At NC State, and then hosting Wake Forest, at Georgia Tech, bye week, Cal. I don't want to start the expectation train on January 28th. We did that last year. It did not work very well. Those are four winnable football games. I'm just going to say that right now. NC State, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, and Cal out of the gate. You can be 4-0 in ACC play. That's a good early draw. Your back half, Louisville, Florida State, Miami, UVA. That's where it gets tougher. I'd always rather have the momentum than not have the momentum. Backload it for me every time. Get to 4-0, go, you know, host Louisville, see what happens. See what happens in a big game. Test yourself there. Go to Florida State. See if you can knock off the Seminoles. I'm sure this will be a bounce-back year for them. There's just way too many resources for it not to be. And, of course, hosting Miami in the revenge game for what happened down there last year with the Hail Mary and the overturning of the touchdown. Then they got UVA. That one seems to work out for them most years. So I really like this ACC schedule for the Hokies. Your non-conference, we've discussed this at length before. They are opening against South Carolina. The Shane Beamer game in Atlanta, part of the kickoff weekend down there. That one's not going to go well for them. That's okay. That's been moved from Saturday to Sunday. That will be the national TV game on Sunday afternoon, August 31st, because the NFL doesn't start until the next week. So that'll be a full national TV game, which I'm not sure is the best thing for these guys, but Sunday game in Atlanta. Then you're coming back. You're hosting Vandy on the short week, September 6th. That's your second non-conference game. That is now the revenge game. Diego Pavia is allegedly coming back. He's the one who sued, said my junior college time shouldn't count towards NCAA eligibility, which is, and I just want to be very clear about this, absolutely insane and a terrible, terrible precedent for college sports to suggest that kids can go to junior college for 2 years, arrive at the NCAA as 20-year-olds, and then their four-year clock starts. That's bad for everybody. But pending legal action, Diego Pavia is going to be playing for Vandy on the short week. Big, big home game out of the gate. Then they're hosting ODU and Wofford. Need to take care of business in those two, obviously. But that South Carolina-Vandy opening stretch is unpleasant. It's gonna be a hold on to your seats start of the season for the Virginia Tech Hokies when we get there. But I'm excited. It's not early enough that I'm fired up. But I'll say this: it's late enough in the basketball season that if I'm talking Hokie sports, you better believe I'm talking Hokie football. Because there is just not much to say about that basketball program right now. We have one legitimate basketball team that we cover here at the Fan. It's VCU. Other than that, it is slim pickings. We will talk VCU in 1 hour. Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams, joins us. Game night in St. Louis, looking to get a nice road win to continue their recent momentum. But on the other side, we will dive back in to what went wrong in Philly, what comes next for the Commanders.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Commanders Rewind. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan.
Coming on the heels of a very nice second half against the Bonnies Friday night at the Stu Road Show this time around. From St. Louis in the Gateway Arch, it's Robbie Robinson. He's the voice of the VCU Rams. Robbie, good morning. How's it going?
MP, good to be on with you. How's everything back in Richmond?
Everything's great here. We're excited to welcome you guys back, obviously, Saturday. Big one at the Stew, the little crosstown rivalry action with Richmond. But how's St. Louis?
St. Louis so far is good, a little breezy out here in the Midwest, in the home of the Cardinals. But otherwise, I think they're getting similar weather to what we're having back in Richmond, like mid-40s. That kind of thing.
Yeah, one of a very small number of cities in America that even when they had a football team was a definitive baseball town.
This is a baseball. It's a bummer too because, Michael, we used to stay at the Westin right next to the Cardinal Stadium. When I say like right next to, like you could take a penny and throw it like through the gates of Cardinal Stadium. We were that close. But last year they had issues with their heating and AC, so it was like super hot in the room. And so Coach Odom was like, we're not staying there again. So we're a little bit more in the suburbs in a cool little part of town, but not nearly as cool as waking up in the morning and looking out and seeing like Lou Brock and Stan Musial statues outside your door of your hotel. That was pretty cool.
That is funny you say that. I was in St. Louis once and the power went out at the hotel we were at. I had to walk up the stairs to my 11th floor room every time I wanted to come or go. So could be something in the air in St. Louis. We cannot rule that out. But you're in the suburbs, you're good, and we got basketball tonight. 8 o'clock tip, St. Louis and VCU. I guess maybe what happened the first time around that's going to inform tonight's meeting?
Whew, that's a good question. You know, we struggled with them in the first half of the last game. Remember, like, Robbie Avila had 16, and I think we were either up two or down two, maybe down three in the first half. We didn't play all that great, but we weren't trailing by too many, and then we just took over in the second half, which has been the narrative of this team in this six-game winning streak that we have. Like, clunky in the first half, trying to get our legs, come out of the locker room, bam, a different team and a totally different result. And so we've been blowing teams out, Michael. I mean, we had the 8-point game, I think, against St. Joe's, but everything else has been double digits. That's impressive because we've been on the road for a lot of these games, I feel like. We need to play a full game tonight. I don't think you can expect to come and have huge swaths of time where you're not playing at your best and expect to win at a place like St. Louis. I just don't think we can limp out of the gate at the beginning of the game and have enough time to recover. It could happen. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's really, I think, the key now for this team, because we're, as well as we're playing right now, I think Coach Odom and everybody around the team would say we could play better, and in doing so, play a full 40-minute game, which is hard to do. Like, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and say, just play as hard as you can for 40 minutes. I mean, come on, guys. But that's easier said. The other team, as Coach Rhodes would always say it, the other team has scholarship players, too. The other teams have secret meetings, too, to try to beat you. So, you know, a lot of times it's your competition. But I think our talent, and Michael, I'd be interested if you feel the same way. I think our talent in the end of these games is really showing that we have a really good squad and we just wear teams down.
Here's what I've noticed on that front, because I think Max Schulga is a bona fide star, and I don't expect you to disagree with me on that. He's very good. But on a lot of teams where you have a player of that caliber, that person consumes a lot of the oxygen in the room, right? Everything runs through them. Everything is about getting them. There's all that. It just feels like this team over the past month has, while Max is still undoubtedly a star, everybody has been shining in a kind of teamwork way you don't always see in a star-driven team.
I agree. That's really well said. It's a different guy every night. Max Schulga, while I think he has Eric Maynard capabilities, he's not having to do what Eric did in the late 2000s, which is basically take over games. Say, y'all just jump on my back. I'm going to carry you here. And that's taking nothing away from Eric, or really taking anything away from the guys he played with. I think Max Max has got to thread the needle between how much do I take over the game because I can, I think if I want, or how much do I continue to let my guys stay involved? And is there a moment of a line of demarcation where he's got to be like, all right, I actually have to, this has got to be me now, or can he continue to thread the needle on being the conductor as opposed to the lead guitarist, if you will? It's a terrible analogy, but it might work here. I think that's what's happening right now, and we've yet to have that Max Schulga 30-point game, or where he's hitting like 9 or 10 threes. We haven't had that. But I do think it's there, and I think he's a star too. And I think he's the thing about him this year, and it continues to be the case, is he has been so strong defensively. He's just such a different defensive player than he was last year, and I think that's one reason that we're 15-4 right now, or 16-4 right now, as opposed to this time last year we might have, I think we were like probably 13-7.
Yeah, I agree with you. When he needs to do it, he'll do it. He just hasn't needed to. The second halves have been so good. Even going back to Friday night, of course, that big rally put away St. Bonaventure, win by 14. Get the win that evens that season series 1-1 really just demonstrates the momentum this team is playing with. Robbie Robinson joins us from St. Louis. It's the Rams and the Billikens tonight at 8. Of course, AWOT will have your pregame and halftime right here on 910 The Fan. You mentioned Robbie Avila, who I thought was really good in the first half here, contained somewhat in the second half. It doesn't feel like he's going anywhere. He's played well. He's back from that injury. You know, timing is everything. I think he's feeling a lot better. It sure feels like success tonight is going to start and end with him for the Billikens.
I think so too. I do. I also think, to counter you a little bit, I think their key is, can Gibson Jimerson get hot?
Yeah.
And we have done an excellent job in the 6 years that he's played against us. We've done a really good job shutting him down. He has had a couple games where he's got going. I think those are wins that they've had here in St. Louis, because, you know, they've never beaten us in the Siegel Center. Since we came to the league, they have not won a game in the Siegel Center, and that includes this year. I think Avila is going to get his 18. He's going to hit a couple threes. He's going to have two or three assists. That's going to be what he does. And Gibson Jimerson is going to shoot, and he is going to shoot a lot. Is he going to make? Is Gibson going to be a shooter or a maker tonight? If Gibson's a maker, that's going to spell trouble for the Rams, because he can get hot, and the next thing you know, he's got 21 points, and you're down by 7 in a little bit of the soup. If he has a 3-for-13 night, then I think that is what the Rams want, and would be a huge success story for VCU.
To your point, he was playing college basketball in 2019, a literal 6 years ago. And not only that, he has been at the same school the whole time. Like that, he is a full-on college basketball unicorn.
I couldn't have said it better myself. He really is. I mean, I don't know how many guys are in their sixth year that's at the same school. It's really a testament to him. Like, I think that says so much about him and his loyalty and his frame of mind. And, you know, he could have easily bolted last year when they lost their coach. You know, Travis Ford left and they brought in a new coach, and he could have easily done any numerous things. So you get a kid like that could shoot, there's a lot of schools that want him. And he decided not to. He decided to stay here and get whatever extra degree he's going to get, which I'm sure is prodigious, but I really tip my hat to him, and I think it's a cool story. Like, it's just neat. And there's nothing wrong with transfers, and there's nothing wrong with kids thinking that their opportunity should be somewhere else. Lord knows we have a handful of them at our school that we are fully in love with, so we don't want to speak out of two sides of our mouth, but it is cool to see one guy that stays somewhere for 6 years and dedicates himself to one school.
Yeah, you know the fans appreciate that there as well. We'll let Robbie Robinson rest up. Not the 9 o'clock tip tonight, just an 8 o'clock Eastern tip. We're easing you back into the flow of things here. Look forward to the call on 910 The Fan here.
Yeah, appreciate it. We'll be Adam will do the pregame and halftime for Performance Pickleball and Kitchen RVA over there off the Regency. So if you're a Ram fan, you want a place to watch the game with a bunch of other Ram fans, head and see AWOD, who will do the pregame and halftime. We'll have a bunch of stuff. We'll give away tickets to the U of R game there too, Michael. So,
I love that. That's a great spot. Yeah. I've been over great there, spot. Dinking and dunking and all those things before. Okay,
yeah, our guy John Laser, the former voice
of course,
he runs it over there. And
he's excited about having a radio guy, Adam, in there. So a couple really solid radio guys will be in there today, Laser being one of them.
Just some radio guys hanging out and at Performance cool. Pickleball tonight. All right. Love it. Robbie Robinson.
You should get yourself there too, Michael. You can be the third amigo.
I can't be the third best radio person in a given room, Robbie. That would be a way too big of a blow to my ego. I'm not.
I hear you.
8 o'clock
well,
tonight.
Have a good afternoon.
Have a good one, Robbie. Pre-game and post-game, of course, right here on The Fan. We are back after this. You're listening to Richmond's home of VCU basketball.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Tuesday program back in studio.
After a trip to Philadelphia, not our last trip of the year, we'll be at Bud Light Big Game Week next week. In New Orleans, special guests, special fun, the Super Bowl rematch nobody asked for, but you will receive it, America. Open wide for some football. We'll be there all next week, Bud Light Big Game Week in New Orleans, live starting Tuesday from the New Orleans Convention Center Radio Row. Always a treat. We had so much fun last year in Las Vegas. It's just been a fun ride. It's just been a fun month. Seeing all you guys out and about, making the rounds, talking to fans, soaking up the excitement, watching three playoff games involving the Washington Commanders. Still can't believe it's real. My guy Awad joins now. Awad Radio's up next. Great pep rally at River City Roll.
Thank you.
Tons of fun, tons of energy. You were on multiple local media outlets that night. That was cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's wild how things can change in one calendar year. Nobody wanted to talk Commanders. Nobody wanted to interview Awad when this team was a 4-13 win team.
Yeah.
But you make it to the NFC Championship game. You host a pep rally. Thanks to Jackson from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, covered the event.
Jackson did like, that's
believe,
our guy.
I need to check online. I believe they dropped it in the Sunday paper, some photos and his interview with me. NBC 12 stopped by and did interviews with all the fans that we brought there, and Fox 5 as well in Washington, D.C. with Guy Lambert. So it was cool how everybody was, you know, bought into the Commanders' excitement. I'm so glad that you and myself and all the, you know, higher-ups here at 910 got together to put that pep rally on, because if you had waited for them to beat the Eagles and something really exciting to happen, you would have missed out. So I'm so glad that we got to get in front of the audience. I thought both of us did a great, like, 45-minute pregame show.
Oh, I nailed it. Thank you for noticing.
Dude, I mean, that was awesome.
It was good.
We were great. We were great, man.
We were great. I know we have a lot of younger listeners. The newspaper is a thing where they print off the internet each night and deliver it to your house in the morning, just so you guys know that. Awad, I want to tell the Tim Hightower story. I want you to fill me in where I am or am not mistaken, because I think I have more of the Tim Hightower story than you do.
Okay.
So I just want to get to where we're at here. All week long, we were putting together this pep rally. You were putting together this pep rally. You did an amazing job. Lots of special guest stuff. Did you reach out to Tim Hightower at some point?
I reached out to the Washington Commanders.
Well, he works for the Commanders, yeah.
About the pep rally at River City Roll, told them the date, the time, the location, and they were nice enough to send us those rally towels.
Absolutely.
Which we had, like, it felt like thousands to give out.
Oh, and everybody left happy and got swagged up and all those things, which is really cool. They got the fan koozies, which, as you know, I'm a huge fan of. Morning of, you text me and you say, dude, I just heard that Tim Hightower might be coming.
Yeah.
And that got me excited because I love me some Tim Hightower. You are a legend, of course, and local guy. Always love seeing Tim Hightower, you know, whenever we're out and about.
And what is his exact title right now? It's like Director of Player Development or something?
I want to say he's maybe Director of Alumni Relations.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah.
One of those two. Whatever it is, we love seeing Tim Hightower out and about. Separate plot line. I brought my kids. We went bowling at River City Roll. It's not just a bowling alley, but it is a bowling alley. And so after the pep rally, we did bowling. My oldest, who's in middle school, invited a couple of her friends. We had a fun little party over there. We were bowling. We were having a great time. Everybody's getting excited. So we're over there. We're bowling. And one of Ellie's friends, her dad, was there. And all of a sudden, Tim Hightower comes in and, like, daps him up and, like, hangs out with him. And I'm like, Tim Hightower's here. It's a little late. Like, the pep rally's over.
Meanwhile, there's, like, 50 to 100 Commanders fans, Redskins fans, all in their jerseys hanging out on the other side of the restaurant eating the pizza.
So apparently, the bowling crew
the dad like texted Tim Hightower like, "Hey, are you coming to this thing? We're going to this thing." He was like, "Oh." And he got invited to come bowl with us. So now
he got invited to the 9-10 Hail to the Pep Rally.
So now the Pep Rally is over. The floors have been swept. We're just bowling with Tim Hightower, which is a full wacky. Tim Hightower was there at the Pep Rally.
Did you get to talk to him much?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we were bowling. And, you know, I am good at so few things in this life, Adam. And so the other friend group that was there, the dad is like, both the dad and the mom are like super accomplished runners, mm-hmm. like locally famous runners. He was in one of these like amazing race style things. Like he does these like 100-mile ultra marathons that the crazy people do. So it goes without saying he is slightly more athletic than me. So we were in the booth there watching you and Coach Chris do your thing, and I start smack talking him. I said, "We're here at the one athletic event ever where I will beat you."
Okay.
And I am so fired up for this because I'm from the Midwest. You don't mess with the Midwesterner at the bowling alley, as you know, because we've rolled down a few times before.
We've taken down Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby.
And he says, "Oh, well, you know, he's from Illinois." He says, "Well, I'm you know." I wasn't going to mention it, but I took a bowling class in college. Throws back down.
Oh, my gosh.
I said I didn't want to go there, but I took 2 semesters of bowling in college, which is 100% true.
What university?
To the University of Kansas.
What is your degree in?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, baby.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of my parents. By the way, did you watch the Jayhawks basketball game against Houston? Did you see the end of that over the weekend? They were up 6 with the ball with 17 seconds left. Got inbound, got the ball inbound, got fouled, went to the free throw line, lost the game. I just colossal meltdown. You know,
somebody asked me the other day, might have been at the Pep Rally, they were like, "Does Michael get fired up for the Commanders? What gets him fired up?" And I said, "Jayhawk basketball."
Blowing a 6-point lead with 17 seconds left when you're at the free throw line shooting 2, that got your boy fired up. That got your boy a little bit fired up right there. I had thoughts about the finish of that basketball game.
Do you guys have a coaching issue?
No, we Bill Self.
I know. I'm just trying to needle you a little bit.
Look at that. He's gonna get me fired up again on the air. So he says, I brought my bowling ball, but I wasn't gonna bring it in because I thought that was embarrassing. So he goes out to the car, gets his bowling ball. So Tim Hightower is just an accessory to a big bowling throwdown at this point. He says, "I haven't used this in 10 years since I've had kids." First roll he throws and it like goes in the gutter. He's like, something went wrong here.
Yeah.
The ball comes back and it's cracked because he hasn't used the bowling ball in 10 years.
Oh, my God.
I wish there was an exciting end of the story. He won one, I won one. So rubber matches is due at River City Roll one of these days. Next year's NFC title game. AWOD's Football Fest 3, the refootballing, whatever we're calling it, we'll get that rolling in time. But first,
I'm still confused. How did they blow that 6-point lead, though?
Hey, so they inbound it. They have 2 free throws. He misses them both.
Yeah.
Houston comes back, shoots a 3. So we've got the ball under the basket. 3 seconds left. Just need to inbound it. Inbounds pass gets tipped. The Houston guy tips it to his teammate who's behind the arc, swishes the 3, forces double overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, brutal finish. Wow. Full gut punch.
It's
right
nothing
there.
Like college basketball.
There is nothing like college basketball.
That Duke NC State game last night was drunk. That was wild.
What was NC State up by? 10?
Dude, they in the first half, it was like havoc defense. They had like 5 steals in the backcourt, and then were just like shooting 3s off the steal. And then in the second half, Duke started playing some real good basketball.
That
and Cooper Flagg was electric.
I hate how much I like Cooper Flagg. He's not a Duke villain.
I'm a fan of his parents now too.
Yeah.
They were so fired up watching him
play. I know. He's just,
I liked that.
Like I like my Duke guys villains.
Just know that if Washington secures the number 1 overall pick, and right now they have a good chance, they will be drafting Cooper Flagg, and I will become a number 1 Cooper Flagg fan.
I get sized for that. Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
That's the only thing that could save Wizards basketball.
Something needs to save Wizards basketball for sure. VCU tonight at St. Louis. I'm excited for another round of watching Robbie Avila. He's good. This team's hot.
He's the enemy.
This is a good matchup.
I really hope we shut him down.
Yeah, I think they can. I think they're playing good basketball right now.
So St. Louis coming into this matchup has shot 21% or below from 3 in the last 4 games. That's what worries me.
Yeah.
Because they shoot about 43s. I don't think they're going to keep shooting 21% now, especially back at home. That's what, you know, worries me is that, like, they could hit their threes and all of a sudden VCU's down by 10 in the first half. Good thing we've been a second-half team.
Road game in the A-10. It's not going to be easy. Briefly, 3 hours AWOD radio coming up. What's cooking?
Absolutely. Live and local here on a Tuesday, January 28th. Lane Castadante from CBS 6 at 1:30. Rodney Ashby, we'll talk a little VCU basketball at 2:30. And I'm still upset about that loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. But just like you said, I agree. Jaden Daniels played like he belonged there. We'll be talking about that today on AWOD Radio.
So excited. Listen up, everybody. 12 to 3. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.